Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California, joined by Neil Baker. Hi, Neil.
Hello.
For those of you who are new to our show, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour is devoted to topics related to psychic energy. Neil also answers your questions not only on these topics, but those that are in personal in nature as well, using his psychic gifts as well as his unique interpretation of numbers to provide his readings. Our call-in number for the Neil Baker Psychic Hour is 914-338-0164, so please do call now if you're interested in a reading this evening. We see that we have several callers in the queue. We're going to get to each one of you tonight, but stay on the line to retain your place in the queue as we are devoting the first portion of tonight's show to the theme of predictions. Rest assured, we'll be getting to all your calls, so just hang in there. We're going to get to you. We have several sites that you can find us on. Facebook, Twitter, and Neil's website are all linked under the Blog Talk Radio account, Neil Baker Psychic. We encourage you to sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account and to follow us at Blog Talk Radio and on the other sites we mentioned as well. Just click on the hyperlink with our show name and click on the follow button, Neil Baker Psychic. Of course, the best way to get in touch with Neil is by phone at 562-596-7818. And if I sound a little breathless tonight, it's because I'm really excited about this show and want to get to the meat of it quickly so we can get to your calls. But tonight, we're going to be talking about predictions, or actually setting the stage for predictions to follow on subsequent shows. Many of our listeners have contacted us with inquiries about Neil's predictions for 2013. And on tonight's show, we are beginning a series of shows on predictions for the coming year. Additionally, we are not only addressing your requests, but are actually going beyond 2013 as this year is unfolding in a way that is starting to reveal in more concrete terms what Neil's ultimate visions actually consist of. Meaning, we're going beyond common predictions in this series of upcoming shows and beyond the year 2013. Now, Neil, we understand that you derive a great deal of inspiration from the Book of Revelations. And as a footnote, we want to remind the listening audience that you follow St. John's suit and his visions of an apocalyptic future, which is buried in a great deal of symbolism and bizarre imagery, insofar as you yourself have written a book with predictions enshrouded in a fictional satire that lends itself much to truth in your estimation. Neil, you began writing a book entitled G-Day in 1995, and its development spanned a seven-year period culminating in 2001. So these are predictions that aren't exactly made off the cuff. And I find it absolutely incredible that you have presented what you see for the future of our world in the format of imaginative literature that is fictional in nature, but actually encases the real events that you see which are about to unfold on our planet. Again, this particular novel is entitled G-Day and is one of five novels you have written, and undoubtedly those listening to the show are going to want to procure a copy of G-Day, and they may do so by going on such sites as AuthorHouse, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or do a simple search on Google to find out how and where to obtain a copy of your novel, G-Day. Now that we're on the topic of G-Day, how did your visions become involved in the process of writing this novel?
Well, you know, this goes way back in my childhood, actually, because as a little boy, I had encountered spirits and guides that would appear at my bedside and give me all kinds of visions. Now, at that time, I was just a little boy, so it was very frightening to see spirits and entities around me giving me visions. I would actually have petrifying nightmares as a result of this, and even as a 5-6-year-old, I was going to doctors because they couldn't figure out what was wrong and why I was having these bizarre nightmares. At 7-8 years old, I was already trying to write my ideas down the best way I could because I was being told to. But actually, we have to jump forward to when I was around 18, 19, and really these visions start to come very impactful in my life. At that time, I was seeing things like 9/11 happen before it happened. I saw airplanes going into buildings and in New York, and I was seeing all this stuff. And I really still hadn't been able to put it into any kind of mature context until, like you said, we jump forward. And I'm suddenly now working on this book, being led by guides and spirits, as to how to sort of encapture the future in a narrative fashion. You know, St. John in Revelations, actually, that was fiction. He wasn't writing a non-fiction book. He was writing fiction based upon his visions as to how he was kind of channeling energy. Now, I do the same thing, and I continue along that line in this book, G-Day. And if you notice in Revelations, it follows a plot. It's got a real plot thing going on it. And he's alluding to a lot of different passages from the Bible and the Old Testament, things like this, that accumulate into this broad vision that really, at that time, really didn't make a lot of sense. But yet he was still depicting these things that he saw in very, very bizarre imagery. My book is somewhat like that, but it's an expansive book. Quite long. It's filled with bizarre episodes, bizarre satire, kind of grotesque scenes. I move forward into Armageddon, and I actually describe Armageddon. Now, of course, this is all along kind of weird, surreal, satirical way fashion, and it starts to accumulate into the extent that it moves forward into even current events. As I see them unfolding, I see them overlapping themes of my book. For instance, just in terms of all of this, there was some aspect of how what's happening in the Middle East, for instance.
Well, with that in mind, Neil, I'd like to get into the text of the book, which begins with a very cryptic message indeed, and I'd like to read that on the air if I could. Would you mind if I did that?
No, I wouldn't.
So it says, the final murder took place while God was running down like a watch, exactly how a watch serves man by running down. Neil, what's that mean? I mean, does that relate to the Middle East?
Well, what it relates to is, what it's actually relating to is if you go into biblical text, 1948, when Israel became a nation, that was the prediction upon which that generation would be alive to see. So 1948 generation, which was approximately 70 years in time, that's about a generation, and that generation was still going to be alive during the time of tribulation regarded as Armageddon and the last days and all this kind of thing when the Antichrist is supposed to come in. Well, from that point forward, that's when, within that time frame, that's when a lot of this is starting to occur. So the novel begins with actually that time frame winding down to the extent that it's it's a prelude to the Battle of Armageddon, to the idea that the Antichrist takes over the world. And this whole novel is a sort of, like I said, satirical presentation of all these events. But yet, at the same time, it somewhat moves forward in such a way that even back then I was predicting, for instance, things that were happening in the Middle East, such as with Iran. And so Iran plays a large part in this because I think Iran is going to be a very, very strong nation that's going to rise up against Israel, and there's going to be a great battle, so to speak, at that time. And even as we move forward in time, I believe that in today's current news we even have, you know, I was predicting that things were going to start to happen around 2014.
Right.
When a lot of this was going to, I've been talking about this for years, 2014.
Right, and I know it's well documented on other radio shows that you have done. And in fact, it's really interesting because today on all the major news outlets, this was reported, and this was from Reuters.com. It says Iran could produce enough weapon-grade uranium for one or more nuclear bombs by mid-2014, and the United States and its allies should intensify sanctions on Tehran before that point is reached, a report by a group of U.S. non-proliferation experts said. So, in fact, it does speak to what you're saying, Neil. Interesting that that would appear in the news today when we planned the show, you know, on G-Day.
Exactly. You know, and I'm watching with fever the news and how things are unraveling because these were predictions I was making well back in time and intensifying to around the year 2010 when I began to see actually the election of Obama, which came to pass. I saw his being reelected a second term, which came to pass. I saw Iran emerging as a nuclear power, which is now just possibly a little more than a year away. I was also seeing like the suicidal things going on, the bombings going on in Afghanistan well before they happened. Even before the event of suicide bombers were really, really taking the stage, this was about 10 years ago I was seeing these events going on, as well as what is considered the green, I think it's the green on blue or the green on, where
the green on blue,
where they're infiltrating the American troops and committing acts of murder upon them, you know, insiders and spies and people camouflaged and things like that. So all of this stuff is within the book of G-Day, and I think at some point we should maybe discuss a little bit more at length in terms of what some of the episodes are in that book and as we follow it, because it's very deeply coded, and there's a lot of esoteric language in there, but yet that holds meaning. Now, this was also based upon the fact that Revelations holds great meaning and great depth of energy. And when you look into the literature, like things like Ulysses and major works of art, they're filled with symbolisms, filled with clues that are meant to be unraveled. Same thing with this book, but I think that this presents a pretty good stage to start to look at this in terms of how our world is going to emerge and get closer and closer to what I regard as the war of Armageddon.
Well, I think what's really exciting, Neil, is that, again, these predictions that you're going to be sharing in the coming shows with our listeners weren't made, 4 months ago. And, of course, I mean, it's not to say that you don't make predictions that are more immediate in nature, you know, closer to the event, but that these are long-standing predictions. You make those types as well, and it's actually documented in this book, you know. So that's very notable, and I think really rare. I don't know of any other psychic that is a writer of your caliber and in the genre that you write, which is truly a literary genre.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there are. Maybe I'm not sure. But I do know that this book was inspired by something much higher than myself, and the way that it just was executed in the passages of writing that I did, and it was just very, 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 very strange experience to go through. But maybe at some other time we can get more into details since we've got a couple of callers.
Is there anything else you want to say tonight?
In regards to
G-Day or any other predictions? Is there anything additional that you want to share before we move on to our callers? And we do see all of you in queue. We're going to get to each one of you.
But, you know, I think it's important that for those of you who are we're at a time when you've got to start paying attention to what's happening in our world, not just in our front yard, but in our backyard, up on the other side of the globe. These events are going to be affecting us with great immensity, and we won't be able to just put our heads in the sand. We're not going to be able to isolate ourselves as Israel and Iran start to emerge as rival powers, and they start to have a showdown, so to speak. I think that's going to become more an event. What's happening in Egypt under the emergence of the Muslim Brotherhood and what's going on there and the overtake of the government and establishing Islamic law and very, very orthodox Islamic law, very, very old, ancient energies that are now just rapidly moving forward. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a great stage of events that's going to be happening in the Middle East. I think the whole world's going to be swept up into this episode. And, of course, G-Day is a kind of satirical presentation of all of that, written by different viewpoints, God, angels, demons, devils, and a whole crew of assorted characters, including cyclopses and all kinds of things.
Wow.
So it takes on a whole immensity, a whole vast stage of events.
Well, I think this is going to be really exciting to see how the show unfolds with all these predictions and, what our listeners have to say about what you have to say. So stay tuned for those, everyone. And I think now we're going to get to some callers, but thank you so much for sharing that with us, Neil.
You're welcome.
Okay. Area code 310. Hello, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hi. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Hi. Is this who I think it is?
Vince, yes.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little nervous about tomorrow.
This is Vince, huh?
Yes.
What's going on tomorrow, Vince?
Well, I have my hearing. This is going to be a priority hearing tomorrow for my settlement and my workman's comp case. And the judge is not going to decide tomorrow. Because my lawyer told me it's going to be about 2 or 3 months and before he makes a final decision. But whatever happens, this is the end of it. Now, my lawyer said to me that the first offer they made me a few months back was $3,000, and I turned it down, of course. They, my lawyer said on Friday that they called and offered me another $7,500 on top of that. And he said that they suggested I take it because the documents that they have from the doctor's examinations don't support my claims. However, he said that the judge will still hear me, and you're going to have to be really convincing if you want to really win this one. So I turned down the offer, and I told my lawyer that I'd rather take my chance with the judge. So I'm wondering, do you see me doing a lot better than what they're offering me, or am I going to end up just losing this case entirely, or what?
Well, they first offered how much? $3,000. They made another $2,500. Vince?
Yes.
They offered you, what was their first offer, and then it jumped to $2,500. What was the first offer?
The first offer was $3,000.
And then they put another $2,500 on top of that?
$7,500.
Oh, a $7,500. So they're giving you basically a $10,000 settlement.
Right.
Well, you know, they're in some respects they're admitting some form of guilt by doing that, because what they're really saying is they might want to get you off their back, and that might be some attempt that they're making to get you off their back. And of course, you're taking your chances by letting the judge either say, you know, you didn't take that, and so I don't see any cause of responsibility on their part. Now, you could rule that way. Now, you're trying to go for a higher amount. What you're asking for is, well, over $300,000, as I recall, or something?
No, I mean, even, maybe not that much, but I'd like to walk away with at least close to, at the very least, close to $100,000, at the very least.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think you're going to get that much, but that's because of the severity of the damages, and you don't really have anything that's supporting your claim, and the judge is going to hear you out. Now, you run the risk of the judge letting go of the whole thing, so you could be forfeiting the $10,000. But
right.
I don't know. You know, you're going to have to really convince why you didn't take the 10 and why you didn't feel that that was deserving of your damages involving in many different aspects. You know,
well,
I'm seeing, Vince, that maybe you might be able to pull another 5,000. You might be able to get another 15,000 out of this, maybe. But it's going to take a lot of energy on your part. I don't think you're going to get anywhere near the 100,000, unfortunately. But I do feel that you might get a little bit more than what they're offering you, because
right.
He's going to question them as to why they feel they had to even bring it up 7,500. And if it's just to get you off their hair, what's the difference? You know, that's not really going to settle well with the judge, because he's going to question why they feel so guilty as to that, why they would want to do that. So
right.
We can't move on to. We got to keep moving on, but we'll put a good energy out for this, Vince. That I don't see you getting the 100, but I don't think you're going to have to forfeit everything by having to go to trial. Just go in there with good, strong intention. Be very clear. You've got your attorney behind you. And, you know, I think what we're going to have to demand here is to hope for the breast. Now, of course, with prayer, we hope for the breast. not quite breast, hope for the best.
That'll solve everything, Vince.
Yeah, well, I hope for the breast and other things, too. So.
Yeah, let's keep Mother Earth out of this. Okay, so that's what I'm going to put forward. Let's see what happens with it. We don't have much time to go into any other detail, but I do predict you might get a little bit more than what they're offering you.
Okay.
Okay, best of luck, Ben.
Thanks.
Let us know what happens, all right? You can always email us here. I don't know if you're following our show, but you can follow us here and then send us an email and let us know what's happening.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Thanks.
All right, good luck. Well, I hope that works out for him.
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. We've got a big list. 344, area code 310-344. Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Sorry, I had you on speaker.
Hey, how's it going? Who's this?
It's fine. I'm Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I was just calling because I've been applying to a few positions. I'm just curious if anything's going to come out of it.
What's your birthday, Susan?
6/15/65.
Have you called our show before?
No.
Okay, 22. I didn't think so. What am I adding up? My brain tonight.
6/15/65.
Between you and me, Neil. Is 33.6. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're 47 years old. Susan, real quick, 33 years old, was that a changing year for you?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, what happened real briefly, because I feel it was a changing year.
I moved here to California.
You moved to California. So you that's what I'm saying psychically. I'm feeling this event. You moved to California. You're 33 years old. Your master number 6. That was the course between your karma and your transcendent phase. So it means a move. I really feel that some of the work you're going to be doing. Now you've applied to a couple of places, Susan.
Yes.
So some of the work you're going to be doing demands writing.
Yes, I'm almost every job I've ever had, I had to write a lot. So,
I don't know you at all, but that's what I'm picking up on. So, the jobs that you had, you've come out here. You know, you've been out here roughly 14 years.
Yes.
And you're 47 years old. Oh boy, you got a big zone coming up this June. A lot of changes coming up. You're going to get the job that demands a lot of writing. But it's
okay.
Pertaining to a lot of the kind of writing you've done before. So
okay.
Now, in your whole life, have you ever had to apply for a grant for any reason?
No, but I've worked with programs that have had to have grants to make them go. So.
That's what I'm talking about. So that's my circle of accuracy, if you will, that you've worked with programs that demanded some sort of grant writing within. So you're going to be, the next job you get is going to be mostly correlated to that theme. In other words, where you work will have something to do with them maybe obtaining grants or seeking grants.
Okay.
Now, have you ever in your life worked with children or any related topic of children?
I work with children.
Yeah, so I'm getting that now as a psychic hit. So what I'm getting, Susan, is that Grant working with children, and that's the job that's going to come in.
And writing.
Yeah, right. And those are the aspects of why you're really, the real purpose of why you're down here is also to do work that helps your spirit evolve. And this is So this is what you're doing, and that's what I predict you're going to be getting.
Okay.
So
awesome.
Yeah. So we got some good, healthy hits here. You're validating everything, and that's going to be good. Now, before we part, have you ever worked with any related or vague theme regarding abused children or children in need or need help?
Yes, I work with special needs children, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on, is the special needs children. Well, Susan, it's a good thing you called tonight, because I do believe that we just don't have myself as a psychic assisting you, but we've got angels and guides and spirits, including your spirit guide, that is talking to me to help give you a sense of validation and that you're on the right path, and that these spirits and guides are very pleased with the kind of human being you are and how you're executing your purpose on the planet. So I do believe that those doors are going to be open for you, and you're going to have a very, very fulfilling experience coming up.
Well, I'm doing the dance right now, so that's good.
that's
awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Blessings to you. And you can follow us here, Susan, on Blog Talk Radio. Just click on the follow button under Neil Baker Psychic. Also, you can find Neil on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm not sure if Neil knows what those sites are, but he is on them.
Yeah, you're good at that. I don't pay much attention to the computer world. I really don't.
Right.
The internet, but you know, I appreciate they're here. But you know, I've got to use vibration. I can't rely on that for vibration. I've got to have that human connection. Thank God it can still be done over the phone and listening to a voice, but very rarely can I just get it through writing. I mean, I get it through handwriting and things like that.
But just through a typewritten, you're talking about like a screen.
Yeah.
So, great. Well, that was a real accurate reading, Neil. And you know what I love about you is that, you know, you're not just predicting things, but you're getting validations. And we say this over and over again on the show, but, I mean, there were like four hits on that reading. You knew she wrote in her career, you knew she worked with children, you knew those children were special needs children, and there's something else.
Grant writing.
Yeah. I mean, those are real specific hits. And so those validations help you to be able to offer your advice to those people and make your predictions.
And you know what's interesting is that when I give a reading to somebody, it's a totally different guide and spirit than those spirits that are telling me about world events. It's a totally different vibration. It's very weird when I get into world events. It's almost like I'm channeling aliens. They're a very strange entity that are telling me about the world events coming up. Very weird entities. And, you know, when you go back in time and you look at what look like space creatures, like you see on the cave drawings and how they're depicted in some of the ancient the tribal zones, you look at these creatures like they came from another world, another planet. They're very different. The entities, at least, that speak to me about the future of our planet are very different. Now, the reading I gave Susan, the reading I gave Vince, those are guides. They're guides talking to me, my guides talking to them, and they sort of switch hit. But when I go into a mode of dealing with the world, wow, there's no guides. These are like creatures from another planet. I can't describe it. I've actually seen
these. Are there angels?
Angels come in different guises. Usually angels do participate in the events of the world, but they play a part in terms of what we divine as God's plan.
Right.
But I do believe that there, you know, there are many rooms in God's mansion, so to speak. And so I do believe that there are other entities. Now, in the astral realm, we have all kinds of creatures. It's almost like that bar scene in Star Wars. When you go into the astral realm, you can see angels, distinct angels. You can see demons. You can see entities from the astral realm, which are very strange and peculiar looking. As much as I believe that you can see interplanetary or galactic creatures and entities from other planets, they're all there. And you may think it sounds crazy, but it really isn't. It really isn't. Can you imagine someone from another planet trying to fathom whether there is another planet such
right.
as Earth?
Yeah.
So look at it from that viewpoint.
From
we have these parallel universes that are going on. So like I said, when I give a reading to people on the radio, when I give a reading to people in person, it's very different from the entities that were like speaking to me in my literature and the writings that I do.
It's very interesting. Very, very interesting. And wow. Yeah. Well, you know what I should do is give out your phone number, 562-596-7818. I guess people could see some of these entities if they're opening their third eye with you, right?
People have, yeah, with
yeah.
me. They've seen
yeah.
creatures.
So it's incentive for people to give you a call. All right, we have a call from the 913 area code. Hello, you are on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thanks. How are you?
Good. How are you, Neil?
Fine, how are you?
Good, good, good. Trying to stay warm.
You're trying to stay warm,
very,
yeah. You sound
it's
very familiar.
Is this Louise?
Yes, yes, it's Louise.
Yeah,
I
thought so, yeah.
Yeah, my Skype isn't working. I don't know why. I couldn't get through on my Skype.
That's all right. I don't know why I didn't recognize the number, but I recognize your voice, Louise. Could we get your birth date once again?
Yes, 11/18/61.
Okay, what's going on tonight?
Well, I was excited to hear about your predictions, and I find that all very interesting and can't wait to hear the rest of it. So, you know, thank you for doing that and sending a note that you would be doing that tonight. I really appreciate that. But, I wanted to talk to you about, I have been having a lot of trouble sleeping of late where I am up like 23 hours, 22 hours a day and not going to sleep till the very last moment and then just sleeping for a couple of hours. The other night, I know that there were some spirits around. I felt them, you know, touch my head as I was trying to drift off to sleep. And one of them I did not recognize at all. So I'm, you know, not sure what that was about. But I'm also, you know, concerned about that. Or if you can pick up anything on that, or
well,
you know, what
you
see going on.
Louise, are you aware of anyone who died in your life? Anyone who died in their sleep? Who actually died in their sleep that you know that has crossed over?
Some they say have died in their sleep, but you know, had heart attacks or whatever that accompanied that. So,
restlessness at night, not being able to sleep, can be part of your chemical level. It could be you have many concerns, and so it's hard for the brain to rest. Sometimes that's activated by medications and things like that. Are you on any kind of medication?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
Have you ever had any trouble with your throat area for anything like thyroid or anything?
No.
Well, I don't know. You're having trouble sleeping, and I'm getting why I'm talking about this is because I'm getting a feeling of the throat region in your body that I'm a little bit concerned about. So there's something going on there that I'm trying to, within our time frame here, decipher what it is that's happening in your throat area, because that's where some of this energy seems to be coming from in terms of have you had any concerns about money problems or anything like that?
Oh, yes.
So you have
yes,
major
definitely.
Concerns about money problems. Well, what's happening, Louise, is that it's attack. What this is, the money problems are sort of attacking your chakra number 5, which it's sort of like, is your financial problem to the extent that you're even worried about being able to pay your bills? Has it gotten that deep?
Oh, yes. It's been that deep for quite some time, you know, looking for work at this point and whatnot. But, you know, that's been my level of existence for many years.
Uh-huh. And you've had no, to your knowledge, you've had no accidents around your throat or your neck area, nothing, huh?
No. No.
Okay,
no,
what?
Just being, you know, the only odd thing was the other night was I was about to drift off, you know, doze off into a sleep. I could feel a spirit touching the back and top of my head. And, you know, it was not of one that I, an entity that I know. I mean, it was not a mean or evil or whatever kind of feeling, but it was just an unfamiliar spirit. And so, you know, usually in the past when I've had these kind of issues of sleep like this, it's because there was someone from the other side trying to communicate, and I just was not able to receive it. And so, when
now, were you ever close to your aunt? Did you have a close aunt?
Yes.
Okay. Was there a letter S anywhere in her name? The letter S.
Yes.
Okay, I feel that what I'm getting as a quick vibration is the entity that was around you last night was your aunt. The vibration of that energy came from your aunt.
Okay.
Did she die? Was she single when she died? Was she a widow?
Yes, she was a widow.
Uh-huh. And did she have any medical problems that she had to deal with throughout her lifetime?
Yes.
Okay, so I believe that what we're looking at is her. She's trying to, sometimes these entities, they cross over, but they still gravitate towards their loved ones, especially if there's trouble. You have to understand they're in energy form now. They're not like holding their body, but,
right.
But I'm getting a report about them. And I'm getting something with a J going on. Now, I know I've got S in her name, but I'm also getting a J, like a Jennifer or a Jenny or something, that is trying to knock on my door here. So there's something with a J.
Juanita?
With a J, yeah. Juanita, who is this J?
She was a close cousin, but more of an aunt kind of figure to me.
Okay, well, you know, that's a little bit of distance from Jenny or Jennifer, but it's the J. I saw the J, and I was trying to put it together, and I'm a little bit pressed for time here, but that's what I believe, too, is part of your entity energy, Louise.
Okay.
So you've got at least one, if not two, female entities that have crossed over that are gravitating around you. And they could just be there for support to make sure that you're maintained. But I can tell you this, you know, you've got some hurdles to get through forthcoming for your financial situation. I'm also feeling another individual, maybe younger, beneath you that is having some troubles too, some dense troubles. So there's a younger energy beneath you that's having troubles.
Okay.
I'm not sure what... there's just somebody much younger, and I know we have to kind of move on to other people, and I'm getting more deeper into this than what we can accommodate you on a radio show.
But right.
That's what I can tell you right now. What we can do, Louise, is ask for these entities, your aunt Juanita and your other aunt, the letter S in her name. We can ask them to manifest more in your dreams, and I would suggest you keep a dream diary of this because I don't think this is over yet. Of course, this is all meant for you to succumb your financial difficulties, which I think is going to take a little work and time, but I think we might have approached a journey here that might activate some of that to happen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Louise, we hope that was a help, and, you know, you can always call in.
Yes, it was. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much, and I'll put you on mute if you want to listen, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, she's a faithful follower of our show. We just love that, and we're so blessed to have such wonderful listeners, aren't we, Neil?
Oh, yeah, I appreciate all of them.
I really do, too. Let's move on to the next caller. We've got two from the 609 area code, and they came in so close to each other. The first one, though, is from 609-668. We're bringing that call on right now. Hi, you're on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good.
Great. What's your name?
Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. What's your birth date?
5/11/88.
And you're calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Well, welcome
yep.
to our show. I don't recognize your voice, so.
No, this is the first time I'm calling.
Great. Glad you found us. What's your question tonight?
My question is if you see anything coming up relationship-wise, I think that I found someone, but I've only seen him once, but there was an attraction there. So I don't know if you can see anything in that, if it will go anywhere.
Well, Ashley, you know, you have your master number is 6 in life, and that's not going to have a great, great impact for you until the age of 33. But you are 24 years old, am I right?
Yeah.
And that is a multiple of 6 by 4. So that means that you are about to enter a significant, or you are entering now a significant 6 years of your life. So I do feel that this individual that you're approaching is someone you know from a past life. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to have a B or a K in their name, the letter B or K. But if you've ever in your life known a Brian or a Keith or a Ken, have you ever known anyone with that name at all in your life?
Someone from college, but just he was a roommate of someone. I haven't kept in touch.
You haven't kept, but that was somebody in college.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's, now, did you know anybody that was good in graphic designing or art?
Yes, but that's a roommate of mine, or was a roommate in college.
Wait,
again.
Why do you do this?
You know, the reason I'm doing this, Ashley, is because I'm starting to gravitate a little bit around you, and I'm starting to realize that the two people that I'm picking up on happen to be your roommates. Now, remember, that was when you were in school, or when you were also living in whatever facility you were in?
No, I'm living at home now.
You're living at home now. But
yeah.
You also, with these roommates, the two that I alluded to, was that within school or was that within an apartment setting?
Apartment.
Okay, well, these are tribal members, Ashley. So what we're dealing with is the sense of tribal energy that you're going through. So you're actually finding some of your past life connections. So was there any relationship you were in terms of a relationship that lasted just around 2 years before it broke up?
No.
You've never been in a 2-year relationship?
Nope.
Well, were you in a relationship 2 years ago at the age of 22?
No.
Okay, then what I'm looking at, Ashley, is possibly that you're going to be entering a 2-year relationship. So that would be from 24 to, well, approximately 24, 25 to 26 to 27. So that's what I think we might be alluding to in terms
okay.
of this person coming in. Now, you said you've met this person once?
Yes.
Are there any, forgive me for asking this, but are there any weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, issues in you or surrounding you around your life?
I'm on a diet now. I'm losing weight. Last year I've lost almost 40 pounds.
Okay, so it's
from 2012 to now.
Yeah, what I'm picking up, see, that's why I had to find your vibration, and that's what I'm dealing with right now. So congratulations for that, and that's what I'm sensing. As you shed these pounds, that's what I'm getting now, as you shed these pounds, the actualized person that was going to be in a relationship with you is going to step in. So you shedding these pounds is actually you shedding some old past life energies.
Okay.
And what it involves, Ashley, is a better self-sense of self-confidence and self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So you're moving into that zone. And then what's suddenly going to happen is you're going to feel a very strong change in your body. It's going to be really weird because you'll feel a shift in your body physically. And at that point in time, you know that the universe is shifting you into a gear where you're going to have your next fulfilling relationship. That's what
okay.
I think is approaching you.
Okay, and do you...
You go ahead.
No, I was going to say, do you think it's with this person that I've seen once? I mean, I don't know why I'm drawn, like, to him. Like I said, I've only seen him once. You see his face, and it's like, you know, it's
well,
like any other face.
No, Ashley, you're looking at a person, but deep inside you're looking at someone you knew from your past life.
Okay.
And has there been any kind of establishment where you saw this person, like as opposed to, you know, like a food place where they would serve any kind of food or anything? Where did you see this person?
My mom works at it's a cupcake store, and it's right down the, like almost right down the path from a food court.
Yeah, you see? So now I know I'm on the right vibration. Remember, Ashley, when I'm telling you these things, your guide is working through me.
Yeah.
Guides like to work with me, and so I can obtain information from them. So that's why I got the food court thing. So
yeah.
So we're moving forward, and I think what we're getting, and it's good news for you, is that we're actually moving forward towards, yes, you're not mistaken that there's a vibration with you and this person. So, yes,
okay.
Indeed. Now, to get it actualized, to get it going, is the next stage. But you're actually on a stage that's real. So it's not, you're not acting nutty or anything. I wouldn't, you know, let it kind of go at its own flow. But because of the information I'm getting and that you're validating, I know that we're on first base right now.
Yeah.
So I can't actually predict that it will happen, but I can say that you're on the right vibration towards maybe making it happen. So at least at this point in time, it's real.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
Ashley, well, thank you so much. I'm sorry, Neil.
No. You're doing great. Keep me on track.
No. Ashley, you may follow us here on Blog Talk Radio just clicking on the follow button. Also, Neil has a Facebook, and you can get in touch with him at 562-596-7818. As you know, Neil, these shows are very limited in their time scope. So, you know, most questions usually require a longer answer than is possible.
Definitely. These shows are just meant to kind of touch base in terms of the first note of psychic energy. It's very hard. I mean, sometimes you can get an answer, and that's great.
Yeah.
And oftentimes you can, but an elaborate reading takes a lot more than just 5 minutes.
All right. Well, we've got another caller, and it's someone we know. Area code 609 is Anna.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, Kristen.
You're
happy
welcome.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Anna from New Jersey.
Hi.
I'm reminding Neil. You know, I'm in front of the switchboard, so I have to keep him up to date here. So what's going on? Happy New Year to you.
Oh, great, thank you. Happy New Year to both of you. Thank you so much. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Anna.
How's everything?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Okay. Well, my question is, you know my birth date, and my friend is in Afghanistan, and we are texting back and not texting, but emailing back and forth. But, Neil, I actually found something out that was quite upsetting, and I emailed him, and he knows all about it, and I don't know how he's taking it, and I wanted to know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people who are 33 equals 6 are calling tonight.
I know.
The third caller. But that's beside the point.
What's going on in his head? Or what do you feel that's, you know?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's strange, Anna, because I'm like in the light, and then I suddenly step into a shadow. It's like I'm walking down the street and it's really bright, and then suddenly I step into a shadow that feels cold and kind of dark.
Uh-huh.
So, was there any related theme regarding the law or the breaking of a law or any altercation in that regard?
Nothing, no.
Nothing with the law, because I'm getting. it's really weird because I'm starting to see things that have to do with issues of the law, and I'm not sure why that's there. Did you ever know anyone who had a police record or who broke the law in any dramatic sense?
I knew people that broke the law, but not in, you know, dramatically. I mean, you know, minor type stuff.
Minor, but nobody was ever incarcerated or put in jail or anything for any reason?
Well, my daughter knows somebody who's incarcerated.
When did this happen?
A long time ago.
But your daughter knew somebody who was incarcerated. Okay.
Right.
Did that have anything to do with drugs or alcohol or anything?
Yeah, with drugs.
Yeah. Don't worry, because what I'm getting from your significant friend there in Afghanistan is linked in a mysterious way to what I just brought up. You may not see the connection, but believe me, the way I work, I have to figure out why certain things are connected, and so that's important and that's significant. I'm also I also want to talk to you about faithfulness. In terms of honesty.
Yeah.
Now, you discover that he wasn't totally honest with you?
Correct.
Yeah. And did this involve another woman?
Correct.
Yeah. Was he ever engaged to your knowledge?
Correct.
Yeah. That's why I'm feeling, why I had to go to the other area to feel this energy. And what happens is, When a spirit works with me, I am obedient and I follow them wherever they may go. So they, for me to obtain this knowledge, they had to take me over to your daughter to get abreast of something. And once I got that, I knew specifically what the answers were. So I had to go there, and you can see it's a quadrum leap from that to infidelity and
engagement.
The exact word engagement. Yeah.
That's crazy, Neil. Sorry.
So,
how you jumped there.
You know, it's difficult, Anna, because when you kind of become intensely involved with somebody and it's reciprocal, what happens with sometimes human beings is that they really can't hide behind it, but sometimes we have these multi stories going on from different past lives that collide in one lifetime. And
yeah.
What we do as human beings is that we don't owe up to it. And instead of just being a victim of these things and then just being honest, we fall prey to them and we find out that we have to cover our past life scenarios, which makes us look very bad on the surface. So his problem is that he's combating a karmic situation that he swept up in, and for the sake of not losing you, or trying to avoid losing you, he's covering it up. So there's two parts of the story. One is that there's a strong karmic thing that I think that he's not totally responsible for in this lifetime, but what I'm not impressed with is that he hid it from you.
Right. Absolutely.
So he's a criminal to some extent, because you have to be honest with people. You shouldn't be not honest. So in that respect, he's a criminal.
Yep.
In matters of the heart and trust.
Yeah.
And what he's told you. To another extent, this man is convoluted by karmic energy and past life scenarios that have caught up with him, and that's why you were able to discover this, make this discovery and see this through your own investigation. I don't know. It's going to, you know, you can continue the dialogue with him and create a sense of honesty. And allow him now to understand that being honest is going to be more the policy. So as long as he's honest, you can at least deal with the reality and not the fantasy that he's putting forth in front of your face. So I don't believe, I mean, on one note I want to say separate, but I don't believe that we have to go there if things can be learned from this experience.
Yeah. You know how divine intervention, I mean, this is how much I believe that we're meant to be together. He was supposed to get married 3 days before he was deployed.
What? Oh, wow. Sorry, I'm like
Yes,
we ask things. I know the history behind this because you've called our show, you know, several times. And
Yes.
That's tough. That's really tough.
Yeah, it was very tough on me.
Yeah, well, you know.
He was supposed to get married on the 21st, and he left on the 19th. Actually, he flew out on the same day that I flew out. I had to fly out somewhere, and he flew out on the same day. I mean, it's just crazy about how things happen to us the same day.
Well, yeah, because you guys come from a karma, a past life. That's why it's not so crazy. That part's not crazy because you have a past life scenario going with them. The only thing is that you're not the only one he's had past lives with, and the man's got other past lives that are so intense and so vibrating that they collide like a bad traffic accident. But what's happened is that he's been shattered. You see, he's been shattered and pulled away, and here he is in Afghanistan. So in some respects, that's another karmic note. So this man's dealing in a kind of a three-ring circus, and he's sort of, you know, the universe has given them some space and time to really make a decision to help balance himself. But this is also has to apply to you maybe renewing your connection with him to where he's, you know, his honesty level, not only to you, but to his potential spouse. So he's lied
don't
on.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry?
I said don't say that.
Don't say that.
Well, I said potential, because that's the reality. I don't want to lead you into an area where you put your head in the sand and just rely on a fantasy or a fairy tale to get you through the night. What this demands, Anna, what you're facing is the harsh reality of finding your happiness through truth and not fantasy.
Yeah.
So that's what the journey's about. And I'm not suggesting it's over, but I am suggesting that this is a timeout to make to where people need to be accountable. So you were given this as a privilege to hit a reality note, you see.
And well,
maybe,
I've
already, go ahead.
I deleted that. I already screamed at him and deleted my email address, so he can't get in touch with me.
Well, I mean, you can stay on that note. If you don't need, your life is not dependent on whether you're with him or not. So, you know, you don't have to settle or stay with this individual since you've, you know, this has come as your revelation and this is what's occurred to you. You don't need to. So, you know, you may have to lick your wounds and move forward if that's what you're intending to do. Right now, you're embittered and you're hurt, and so you're going to create a front of a barrier here. Whether that's going to be temporary or not, or permanent, is going to be basically up to you. There is a karma between the two of you. Unfortunately, he failed the higher mission of being honest, and he was deceiving. And, you know, he never made note of that. So this was something for you to discover. The most part is, Annie, that you take care of yourself. Not that you take care of him, but you take care of yourself. And if you move back into a situation that there's already was some discrepancy about him being upfront with you, you know, that's going to be a journey you're going to have to decide to take on your own. I can't tell you what to do.
Right. Do you think he'll get back in touch with me, Neil?
Well, he's wounded by guilt, and you've made it kind of easy for him to not have to since you've blocked him. So, you know, the accountability is now blocked.
I see.
You know, so that's a different chapter. We don't have time for that tonight.
I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah, sorry, Anna. We've got 60 seconds.
That's okay.
To show, well,
go ahead.
I
okay.
I hope everything goes well for you and that this is...
Thank you. I'll call for private. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Anna. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
You know, we're not going to be able to reach anyone else tonight. We see that there's a caller from 706 that came in late. But if you can call us on Wednesday night, we are back on the air, area code 706, and that's at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. But what an exciting show, and, you know, to be talking about your novel, Neil, and I just can't wait to delve into it more deeply with you in our upcoming series here.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to it, too, and thank you. And thank you all out there for your participation. Thank you, Kristen, for being a great host and for making sure that it all happens. It wouldn't happen without you.
Oh, well, it wouldn't happen without you, Neil. I guess we make a pretty good team. Okay, everyone. See you on Wednesday. Good night.
Good night, everyone.